worldwide. Stop by your local AutoZone store before December 24th and make a donation in-store of any amount to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The contributions will fund USO programs and services to benefit our troops worldwide. Get in the zone, AutoZone, right now and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
And this is Air America Radio News. I'm Emily Hoffman. A U.S. soldier was arrested and jailed on murder charges today in the death of an Iraqi civilian in January. Staff Sergeant Shane Wurst of El Toro, California, is accused of killing Nasser Ismail after he was taken into custody by Wurst's unit during a cordon and search operation in the Iraqi city of Balad on January 3rd. Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Withington says Wurst, a 13-year Army veteran, was also charged with obstruction of justice.
The obstruction of justice came after the incident. He allegedly impeded the investigation by influencing witnesses and directing other soldiers to alter their statements regarding the murder of Nasser Ismail.
If convicted, Wurst could be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. No trial date has been set. And if that's not enough, in another incident, Captain Sean L. Martin and Staff Sergeant Sayola J. Turner are accused of unauthorized treatment of Iraqi individuals for a reported incident between May and July. Both face charges of assault and aggravated assault. And the body count in Iraq continues. The military says U.S. troops have found 5 more bodies today in Mosul, bringing the past week's total to 20. Troops found the 5 men in the western part of the Iraqi city. A military spokesman says there's no definitive word on whether they were part of Iraqi security forces. U.S. troops had already found 10 bodies who were members of the Iraqi army. 9 were shot execution style. A skeleton crew of lawmakers voted today to keep the government from shutting down for the holidays as House Democrats lambasted Republicans over a provision passed last week that both parties agreed was a turkey. The dispute was over language buried in a $388 billion spending bill that lets leaders of Congress appropriations committees examine income tax returns. Both parties favor killing the tax return idea before it becomes law, and the Senate has voted to do so, but Democrats blocked a House vote until December 6th when they hope to have higher attendance. More New Yorkers are going hungry. An annual Thanksgiving survey by the city's Coalition Against Hunger shows that the number of hungry New Yorkers is up by 9% this year over last year. The survey shows that 48 soup kitchens and food pantries have closed over the last year, reducing the number of food programs available to the hungry. Executive Director Joel Berg of the Hunger Coalition says the increase in the number of hungry people in the city is due to a bad economy, government cuts in social services programs, and a rise in the costs of rent, health care, and child care in New York City. This is Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
As you have heard, the arthritis drug Vioxx has recently been pulled from the market due to the significant increase in strokes and heart attacks among Vioxx users. If you or a loved one have suffered a stroke or heart attack after taking Vioxx for a year or more and never had a stroke or heart attack before using the drug, Vioxx may be related. Please call the law offices of Victoria Madonna for an evaluation. Our number is 877-NYC-Vioxx. That's 877-NYC-Vioxx.
When looking for a quality used vehicle, there are some basic rules to follow. Check the fan clutch, look at the brakes for wear, test the exhaust for leaks, or just find one with a GM-certified used vehicle sticker. Now well-qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inspected and reconditioned by professionals. Doesn't that sound nice? GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11:30:04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Unfiltered.
Thursday on Unfiltered. Turn off that boob tube. Those giant balloon animals and Mendy Patinkin lip syncing will go on without you. Yes, you. Give Matt and Katie and their festive mittens and smart suits a rest. Shove something in your ears instead of a turkey lurkey. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy here, Truth Seekers. You are listening to a Best of Mike Malloy program. Well, I'm off for a few days. You can't call in, so the pressure's off, right? Just enjoy these segments of my program for the past few weeks. We'll be back live with all the usual fun and frivolity November 29th. Until then, take care and enjoy this recorded program of the Best of Mike Malloy. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. Kevin Kinney will be live in the studio here with us coming up the second hour, I believe. We're going to take a little break during the 30 minutes of that hour and just try to get away, if we can, from some of the craziness. Shock and awe, again. This time it's Fallujah, and they're still trying to convince us there will be no civilian casualties. It's amazing. We'll check in with Rumsfeld, from whom we have not heard recently. He had a Pentagon briefing today. We'll hear the spin that the killers in the Bush administration are putting on this latest atrocity. So we've got that. And a new twist on the voting machine scandal. It was first discussed Saturday on the Laura Flanders show on this network. Oh, and how about Keith Olbermann on MSNBC? I just hope he doesn't become another Phil Donahue and MSNBC decides, like they did with Donahue, that Olbermann is just a little bit too liberal. If you watched his program tonight, you know what I'm talking about. He was actually talking about all the counties, the Democrat heavy counties that voted for Bush, if you believe the machines, in battleground states. Now, at this point, most of you who are staying abreast of the story pretty much know everything that we will touch on tonight. But for those who don't, we're going to continue to pursue this. I can't believe that as far as radio is concerned, I know Maria Heller, several people, what's his name on KGO? Not Bernie Ward, but drawing a blank. I know a couple of independent people out there, liberals, progressives, who are working for corporate-owned radio. are trying to report this. On this network, Laura Flanders, Randy Rhodes, and I I don't know if we're the only three that are pushing this story, but I will promise you we're not going to quit. There are allies starting to pop up in mainstream media, even though mainstream media, and I put quotes around mainstream media, what the hell are we if not mainstream, right? But you know what I'm talking about. Mainstream media, for the most part, has fallen, has not lived up to its responsibilities to make sure that this sort of a scandal is revealed. What is it? What is it with... We make jokes, not jokes, but ironic statements sometimes about the cowardice of media in this country, the cowardice of reporters, whether they work for radio or television or newspapers. There are a few exceptions. There are always a few exceptions. But those few exceptions usually wind up on the editorial page or walled off in some free speech zone equivalent in media. You know, on the street, the free speech zone is way over there behind the barbed wire. The free speech zone in media seems to be the editorial page ghetto, where that's about the only place in some newspapers you will find some columnists like Bob Herbert or Paul Krugman who actually speak the truth. So the free speech zone ghetto in media seems to be on a couple little niches in cable television. Every once in a while, Tweety Bird surprises me with something that seems to make sense, other than the usual drivel from the people he has on. But Keith Olbermann, whom we spotted, God, Kathy, when was it? When he first came on the air over a year and a half ago, that his program had the potential to become a shining little light until the executives at NBC decide to kill him, figuratively speaking, of course. Now, mainstream media, wouldn't it seem appropriate to... That mainstream media would jump all over the story, the fraudulent votes, the machines that didn't work. We've got a story for you tonight. A box of wet ballots were found in Florida in an area where there was no rain. In Houston, Texas, I got an email from a guy who, when he and his wife went to vote, straight Democratic ticket, and then they reviewed their electronic voting. He was horrified to find that Bush and Cheney had been checked. I mean, this is not stopping, is it? It just keeps going and going and going. These filthy individuals who claim to be Republicans and Christians and conservatives did everything they could to suppress the vote. Everything from vile crap like sending out literature said the Democrats were going to ban the Bible. I mean, that is so funny. Is there anybody in the country who would have believed that? Yeah, I guess there are. The snake handlers that seem to exist here in the South, all over the South. You know, the real ignorant knuckle dragging, you going to love this, boy. You know, that type. I guess they believed it. But voter suppression has become almost a science to the right-wingers. You know, how to stop so-called minorities. One of these days, a group of these minorities are going to rise up, and they're going to find one of these Caucasian vote suppressors, and they're going to do damage. You know what I'm saying? Sure you do. But the attempts to suppress votes, whether they were so-called minorities, white people voting in allegedly heavy Democratic, why am I saying allegedly? Heavy Democratic precincts, it doesn't make any difference. The effort, the word was out there. Republicans will be defeated. Bush will be sent back to wherever the hell he came from unless we tamper with the vote. Suppress the vote to begin with. Then, as it was pointed out on the Laura Flanders show, when you have precincts where... Oh, my God. Where last 4 years ago they struggled to stay abreast of voter demand, and this year, in those same precincts, they had fewer voting machines. Knowing full well that thousands upon thousands more people had been registered, that the turnout was going to be even greater. You saw it on television with your own eyes. Lines of people. All right, how long Can a working class American stand online to vote in this country? How long, huh? Allegedly, you get 2 hours. Well, your boss can't do anything if you take 2 hours. The joke there is that the boss, whoever the hell that is, makes the decision what 2 hours you can have. But how many people can stand online 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours? Huh? Every trick in the book was used. Remove the voting machines. That'll fix these liberal bastards, right? Remove the voting machines. Now, David Swanson, writing at, I don't know where the hell he wrote this. Where was this, Kathy? I have no idea. Oh, he writes for the AFL-CIO. He says, if the pre-election context wasn't enough to put the media on alert, you know, the fact that we have an unelected government and have for the past 4 years, the exit polls on election day should have been what was necessary to put media on alert. The polls by the national election pool throughout the day showed Kerry ahead in a number of swing states. Media commentators made it quite clear that they had seen and took seriously the polls. Professional pollster John Zogby took them seriously enough to call the race for Kerry. Wall Street took them seriously enough to start dropping stock prices. Now, who's reporting on it? Well, Keith Olbermann is, Randy Rhodes is, Laura Flanders is, I am, Amy Goodman is, Ray Taliaferro is, Bernie Ward is, I'm sure that Peter Werby is. But you notice that list of names. You didn't hear Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, Wolf Blitzer, Judy Woodruff, huh? The heavy hitters. You heard us on the second and third teams. And yes, for the time being, we all are. No offense to Air America Radio Network, but truth is the truth. And in Ohio, oh my God, vote totals for Bush that exceeded the number of people on the rolls, on the voter rolls. And who's talking about it, huh? Did Peter Jennings come out with guns blazing tonight and say, Jesus, you're not going to believe what happened in Ohio? Well, I must have missed it because all the news is focused on our newest butchery in Iraq, right? Interesting how that works, isn't it? Sarah America Radio, I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now, look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step up into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Twenty-two past the hour. Now, there's a link on Randy's website where you can get a breakdown or a list of all these reports that are coming in. There's not enough time on the program to go through it. Just go to votersunite.org. Votersunite.org. And then just look a little bit down the page and you'll see the problems that are showing up. Now, if you want a more direct address, it's votersunite.org/electionproblems.asp. All right? votersunite.org/electionproblems.asp. Cuyahoga County, Ohio, is a good example. There are charts available, I'm sure you've seen them, where 29 of the precincts in Cuyahoga County had vote totals that were higher than the number of registered voters. Now, in Cuyahoga County, this is a Democratic, isn't Cuyahoga County, isn't that Cleveland? Democratic voters and precincts going for Bush. According to what I've got here, now who in the hell is this from? Just so much information is coming in here. It says 93,136 extra votes beyond 100% in just those 29 precincts that I just mentioned. This is for one county in Ohio. How many did Bush win by? Right. Now, I want to share this. This is from Gary in Houston. He says, Mike, I'm relegated to a left-wing nut or conspiracy theorist when I ask, how do we know the election results were valid? There were myriad problems in Houston. The most common was when straight-ticket Democratic Party voters reviewed their ballots to find, to their horror, Bush and Cheney checked on their e-slate screens. This happened to my wife and to a fellow Kucinich supporter. But on the other hand, if Jesus has already decided that W should be president, what's a few votes? And he goes on, he says, United States of America is now merely a geographic term. Bush has made us a beacon of nothing. And it's from Gary in Houston. Now, in Nebraska, from WOWT television in Omaha, is Sarpy County, is that Omaha? They're talking about Sarpy County election officials are trying to figure out how they ended up with more votes than voters in the general election. As many as 10,000 extra votes have been tallied. And candidates are still waiting for corrected totals. The thing from WOWT says, for some reason, some votes were counted twice. Deputy Sarpy County Election Commissioner Ed Gilbert says, quote, it affected 32 of the 80 precincts and I suppose as many as 10,000 votes. Sarpy County borrowed the election equipment from, here they are again, ES&S. Election systems and software, the Christian Reconstructionist psychopaths who want to establish a theocracy here. And then WOWT reports that employees from ES&S operated the machines that are now double-checking the ballots. No one is sure, it says, exactly what went wrong. Oh, boy, you really have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out, right? Lebanon, Ohio, Warren County. Oh, man. Now, Warren County was where county officials locked down the county administration building on election night and blocked anyone from observing the vote count as everybody waited for the returns to come in from Ohio. You've heard the story, I know, because I heard it on Randy's program today, but if you didn't listen, here it is. County officials say they took the action for homeland security. Although state election officials said they didn't know of any other Ohio county that closed off its election board, media organizations protested, saying it violated the law and the public's rights. The Warren County results delayed for hours because of long lines that extended voting past the scheduled close of polls were part of the last tallies that helped clinch Bush's reelection. Think about that. If you don't think about anything else, those two or three sentences. The one county in Ohio where the county officials said, nope, you're not going to see it. Get out of here. Homeland Security said Al-Qaeda may attack our building. Scram! Amscray! And one of the last counties to report vote totals for Bush. The Warren County Emergency Service Director said he had recommended increased security based on information received from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. Right! That's right! The FBI went to Warren County and said, hey, guess what? Al-Qaeda is going to attack y'all. They're going to bring in anthrax and bombs and stuff. Y'all better shut down the county building when you count the votes. Not the day before, not the day after, not the day of,
But that evening when you're counting the votes, oh, Jesus Christ, man, here come the terrorists. So lock it down. Shut it up, okay?
You're like me, you'd like to think we've learned.
This is Air America.
Enough to know we can't play God with others' lives at stake. So now we've all discovered the world wasn't only made for whites. What's that?
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
With all the recent news on prescription Vioxx, you may be asking what the right pain reliever is for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, no other over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain than Advil. Not Tylenol. Not Aleve. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use is directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Vioxx is a trademark of Merck & Company, Inc.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
There's a blue light flashing across the street. My look is holding at my feet.
26 before the hour. So back to this thing in Warren County, Ohio. Channel 9, their WCPO television news director, Bob Morford, said, quote, "I've never seen anything like this." When he first heard about Warren County's building restrictions, that the public would not, media would not be allowed in to watch the vote counting. He said he understood concerns that too many people could make the counting process a circus, but he said it's never been a problem in the past. And that the county could have set up security checkpoint and had people show identification. Morford said of the county's homeland security reason, he said, frankly, we consider that a red herring. Well, duh. He says that's something that's put up when you don't know what else to put up to keep us out. Now, it just goes on and on. I mean, it does not stop. It doesn't stop. If you went to Keith Overman's blog site, and you can get there just by going to MSNBC.com and then click on the Overman's program and go to see what he has written. I'm sure most of you have already done that. So there's so much out there to talk about, the theft of this election. And as we said Wednesday, when we just went absolutely ballistic on this program, about the theft of the election, about I don't want to hear people talking about how, well, you know, we've got to do more organizing. Well, we got to get the unions out. Well, we got to get the church folks out. Well, we need to get the values issue. Well, we need to talk more about Christ. No, you don't. All you have to do is get rid of the machines. So simple. So simple. And today, as this story is starting to, as they say in the biz, get legs, what are we treated to? The invasion of Fallujah. Couldn't have waited a week. Couldn't have started a week before the election. They had to wait till after the election. But, you know, just absolute coincidence, right? If you suggest, as was suggested at BuzzFlash in one of the editorials, if you suggest the Fallujah offensive timing was engineered to steal attention away from voter fraud reports, well, you must have your tinfoil hat on, right? And the writer of this says, forget planes being hijacked. America as a whole has been hijacked, not by Islamic-based terrorists, not by Middle Eastern zealots who hate our freedom, and not by suicidal bomb-packing sycophants programmed to praise their God by personally delivering their murder victims to his pearly gate. No, America has been hijacked by a greedy, power-hungry political machine that could never win an election without stealing it. Well, no kidding. No kidding. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's work some phone calls in here. We're at 866-303-2270. By the way, my good friend Kevin Kinney, who's going to be in New York playing at a club, he'll tell you all about it. He's sitting in the studio with me. You can say hi. I've been sitting there so quiet.
Hello.
Hey. Kevin Kinney, musician, political ass kicker, and he'll tell us a little bit later. He's going to sit in with us for a while here. It's nice to have some company in here. You know, every other program I hear, there's, you know, there's somebody else sitting with the host talking and, you know, keeping it going. And we would do that here, except Kathy is, as you see, she's on the other side of the glass with the baby, and the baby's liable to start screaming any second.
I'll be your Ed McMahon tonight.
You'll be the Ed McMahon, okay. All right, let's do some calls. But Kevin Kenny is here, and we're going to chat here a little bit. And then after the top of the hour coming, I've asked him to bring his guitar. I have to have a break, okay? I have to have a break, and Kevin is going to do a little bit of music. We're going to talk about it. He's got a CD out. We'll talk about it for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And then y'all listening in New York, I want you to go to the club where he's going to be playing Wednesday night. And I don't want to hear any of this, well, I got to go to work Thursday. Get your ass out there and listen to Kevin Kenny. You want to hear some good Southern rock. Although Kevin's from Milwaukee, but if you want to hear some good Southern rock, because he's based in Athens, Georgia, and has been for 20 years, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Marianne is calling our Aurora, Illinois Bureau Chief. Marianne, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I think you really deserve a break, because quite frankly, the Wednesday morning after spending basically 45 hours awake, because I was an election judge all Tuesday in Illinois here.
Wow.
And believe me, everybody who came in who was entitled to vote, voted.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got into a few little bitchy arguments with the other election judges. They're all like 90 years old. But I didn't care. It was all right. But, you know, I woke up Wednesday morning, and I'm going, how is Randy going to do her show? How is Mike going to do his show?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel gutted. And believe me, when I came, when I went to my friend's house late that night and watched the results, I just said they stole it. That was my gut reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no way, given what we all know.
Oh yeah, no October surprise, no
right.
martial law. You knew that they knew the fix was in. Oh
right.
my God.
Absolutely.
And you know, and so it's like it was driving me nuts that all the punditry was just accepting this. Now, all right. I expected this from their side. I mean, that they would steal another election, how else could they win it? But
mm-hmm.
what in the world is going on with the Democratic leadership? I mean, Kerry simply stood down. And remember, I mean, I got all the email. You probably did it, too. They raised $45 million. They asked for it, and Kerry asked for it specifically.
Right.
To count the votes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, money going to?
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, I watched Edwards on election night at 2:33 in the morning make his statement.
And
I don't know.
I
don't know what happened, Marianne. All of a sudden, it's like Al Gore. Al Gore disappeared. Kerry and Edwards, where are they now? I understand.
Well, the Democrats have just completely retreated. I mean, now I'm hearing that Reid of Nevada is being pushed for Senate Minority Leader.
Yeah.
You know, another moderate from a red state. Oh, yeah, he's going to champion, like, democracy with a small D.
I know.
We're being asked to move to the right. But, you know, and this weekend, even Dick Durbin on one of those talking head shows on Sunday
mm-hmm.
used the word mandate.
Oh,
my God. I'm going, Dick Durbin, you are the leadership now, and even Mr. Obama. Barack Obama, I was a fundraiser for Barack Obama, and he is now referring to last week's result as a Bush victory.
For people who don't know, Dick Durbin is now the senior senator from Illinois, and Barack Obama, of course, is now the junior senator, having won the seat vacated by Fitzgerald.
A bunch of us are going to meet with Barack Obama. What am I going to tell him? I mean, you know, he's great. I love the guy, but, you know,
if I had a chance to talk with him, I would say, or Dick Durbin, I would say, stop referring to the theft of the election as a mandate or even a victory.
Or victory, absolutely.
It was neither.
You know, and I don't want to hear about anything except how we fix the voter fraud problem, because it will not matter. And I have to agree with you and Randy Rhodes. I mean, you know that Kerry wasn't my first choice, you know.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Whether he was lame, whether he was perfect, none of it matters. What our policies? I mean, I've heard seen some brilliant columns written. The fellow who wrote "What's the Matter with Kansas?" I mean, yeah, great
mm-hmm.
column. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. None of it matters, and they're not talking about it. I mean, Illinois has gone through great lengths to make. You know, we've had decades of dealing with voter fraud here, and we finally have a system that's pretty transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfect, but transparent. And by God. The exit polling and the results were just spot on. Well, you know, Mr. Obama got elected under that system. 2 years from now when we have these mandated electronic machines, what do you think the vote tolls would have been? I think it was 72-27, Obama versus Alan Keyes.
Right.
You think that would be possible next time around? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. And I said Wednesday that if you think it's bad now, with the Republicans picking up 3 or 4 Senate seats, they now have 55 to 45. All they're looking for is the 5 remaining seats so that they can then vote to close off any kind of filibustering. Once that happens, then that's when we are essentially a one-party country.
I'll tell you, Michael, when I heard Randy Rhodes and when I heard you on Wednesday, it did help because the truth is very enabling and healing. And believe me, there are millions and millions of people staggering. I actually saw them, and people I met this weekend. We were at a wedding. We were this and that. I mean, it was all the same. People putting so much energy trying to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
When under the surface, when we started talking about things, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, you want to open a vein. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You just want to open a vein. All right, well, don't open any veins. Just
Not in this end. Not in Aurora, Illinois here.
Right.
Not as long as I'm living here.
Stay in touch, Marianne.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
Going back to that BuzzFlash editorial, and this is kind of connects with what Marianne just said. Here's a paragraph. America is no longer a nation. It has become a notion, a device used to convince its lesser-thinking inhabitants that they are in control of the people and events that dictate the path of their very existence. We are constantly reminded by political figureheads that we are a free people, a democratic republic, a self-governed populace. That is programming. We have been programmed into assuming those political figureheads fear us. We have been programmed into assuming their alleged fear is based upon the notion that we, the people, can vote them out of office if we so choose. Yeah, really. Since I have a rock and roller in the studio here with me, when we come back after this break, I got to ask you, Kevin, what happened to the Rock the Vote crowd? You know, I mean, it was the same basic percentage of the people that turned out. Maybe the raw numbers were higher, but the same basic percentage just turned out in 2000. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk for a minute with Kevin Kinney about the political stuff. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Baby, you're love. Baby, you're love. Baby, you're love.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn.
call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
With the people of these united rights, in order to form a more perfect union, you find that we find the common ground of absolutely nothing in common at all.
Get used to it. Be innocent.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Kevin Kinney is going to be, we're going to talk about his music after the break at the top of the hour, but he's going to be at the Tribeca Rock Club in Manhattan Wednesday night. That's at 16 Warren Street. What time are you going to be on?
10:30
at night? You know who's opening?
Yeah, a band called The Every Others is opening.
The Rolling Stones are opening for you?
Yeah. The Every Others, a band from Brooklyn, and a friend of mine.
All right. If you're in the New York City area, go to Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street, Wednesday night. You got to hear this band. I'm telling you, it's not the old driving and crying band. This is a new group, three other musicians that Kevin has put together. And if you want to hear Southern music from a guy that was born and raised in Milwaukee. And if you think that's weird, it probably is.
It's pretty weird.
It probably is.
Socially conscious rock.
Very socially conscious. One of, I've known you for years, and I know that one of your One of the people whose music you really like is Dylan. As a matter of fact, I've heard you play in Chicago, and I thought I was listening to Dylan music. It's scary.
Yeah, I steal from the best.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely the only way to do it. You know, I've done that my whole radio career, so I know what you're talking about. What happened to the Rock the Vote? You know, I'm watching television. I see 80,000 people turn out. Where was that? In Madison?
You mean the Rock the Vote concerts?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a little bit of preaching to the choir, maybe. The demographics of the, you know, the Bruce Springsteen and the John Cougar fans is
right.
Not really the 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds that you should try to attract, I think. You know,
these are older. These are people.
And the managers of the bands that do people like that, like, you know, some more topical bands, their management probably wouldn't let them do something so political.
It would have been, you said during the break, it would have been great to have a tour for Carrie of all country bands.
They really need to have more of a rock the country kind of a thing, I think. Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson.
Probably help, because those are the people, I mean, what you're trying to do is get somebody walk in, a Bush supporter, and walk out a Carrie supporter. Because I guess the ultimate is their goal.
Or get one of these so-called undecideds, but you were making the point.
Right.
You were making the point that people who listen to Springsteen or who will turn out for John Mellencamp or Bruce Springsteen or some of these other folks who are working for the Carrie campaign, these are people who are in their 40s now, and they're going to come out and see the concert just to see the concert. Their mind's already made up.
I think so. I think concerts are, you know, I don't know. I'm not from, I don't know what somebody from Ohio should call in and say if it really changed their opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure here in Georgia. Because there was no campaigning in Georgia.
No.
We had no TV.
Nobody came
they
here.
They totally ignored us. We had maybe one or two ads on the TV.
We were the experiment in 2002, Kevin, when they had every precinct had the Diebold machine.
Yeah.
And as you know, Max Cleland got defeated by this jack-legged freak Saxby Chambliss in the first place. What the hell kind of a name is Saxby? And Roy Barnes, the governor, also was defeated. And now this entire state, in the course of less than 2 years, this entire state, did you read in the Journal Constitution today, our state legislature is now Republican.
I know.
All these rotten-ass Democrats who have switched over. Well, I'm going to be a Republican now because I think it'll help my district down here in Moultrie, Georgia. You know, so the entire legislature practically is, not the entire, there's still some Democratic holdouts, but for the first time in 132 years, Georgia is now completely a Republican state. And don't even get me started on Zell Miller, because
by philosophy, you know, it's been that way for 5 years. Probably.
Well, that's true. But
it's just by name. Yeah.
We were the, and I've said this on the air, we were the big experiment. If they could, they had to pick a state in 2002 where it wouldn't raise too much suspicion if the Republicans won. So pick a southern state. And pick a state like Georgia that's kind of teetering, and we had that damnable flag issue, you remember, in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring back the stars and bars, keep the Negroes in place, you know, and the Jews, you know, keep everybody back in their place, too many damn liberals. And that's what got Roy Barnes elected. That was what he ran on. What got him elected was the thievery, the cheating and the lying. And I have no doubt in my mind that that's what happened, Kevin, none whatsoever. Let me see here. Who do I want to talk? Ed is calling from, is that Connecticut? Ed? Ed, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to say welcome to the program, let you talk for 10 seconds, and put you on hold and come back to you. As a matter of fact.
They would if they could.
I'm going to put you on hold right now, okay?
They would if they could, man.
There you go. We'll come back and talk with Ed in Connecticut right after this break. The Nation Minute. And then some news and some commercials, and we'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Thank you. the best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
In my day, rock and roll made you think about youth and rebellion and vomit that had the same alcohol content as an after-dinner liqueur. Now, musicians don't play music. Singers lip-sync and stuntmen do all the dancing. Your so-called rock stars even do Pilates. What's wrong with how they used to work out? Shooting heroin and smoking hash and eventually getting their blood replaced. And for all their healthy living, this new breed puts out maybe one hit song in a career. Why, in my day, a man could squeeze out at least 3 gold records from just one marriage to Heather Locklear. Kids today just don't know anything about rock and roll.
The best of Mike Malloy.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
The days are getting shorter, the leaves are falling, the air is getting crisp and cool. These signs can mean only one thing.
The biggest sale of the fall season is now at Payless Shoe Source. So if you think fall is just an excuse to get you and your family some new shoes, this is the time. Because right now the season's hottest shoes, boots, handbags, and accessories are on sale for up to 50% off at Payless. So hurry to Payless today, because these deals will go as fast as the leaves from the trees. Look smart, Payless.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Emily Hoffman. Republican Dino Rossi has won the recount in the Washington governor's race, beating Democrat Christine Gregoire by 42 votes. Democrats are expected to demand yet another recount. The 42-vote gap is the closest gubernatorial election finish in the state's history. The initial count had Rossi in front by 261 votes. Unacceptable. That comment today from Secretary of State Colin Powell about the disputed results of Ukraine's presidential election. Powell warns of consequences in relation with Kiev unless immediate steps are taken to respect the will of the people. But he says Ukrainian officials still have a chance to remedy the situation.
It is still not too late for Ukrainian authorities to find a solution that respects the will of the Ukrainian people. Countries around the world are watching the actions of Ukrainian leaders.
Powell spoke after the current prime minister was declared the winner. He's got a desk job now. The 2-star Army general who ran the U.S. military prison for terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and later took over the U.S. military prison system in Iraq, has been reassigned to a senior staff job in the Pentagon. Major General Jeffrey D. Miller will be dealing with paper now instead of people as the Army's assistant chief of staff for installation management. Whatever that means, with responsibility for the housing, environmental, and other support operations at Army bases. After running the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay for 2 years, Miller was sent to Iraq in 2003 to provide advice on the screening of detainees and their interrogations. Among his recommendations was that military police be actively involved in setting the conditions for successful interrogations. The prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib that exploded into an international scandal in the spring of 2004 took place mainly in October and November of 2003, which was, by coincidence, shortly after Miller's visit. Workers' complaints about being denied overtime pay, wages, and job leave guaranteed by law rose this year to the highest level in 4 years, that from the Labor Department today. Add to that numbers that show that penalties for violations and awards of back wages fell. The increase in worker complaints came as the department was putting in place overtime rules that Democrats warned would strip rights to top pay for millions of workers. Labor unions argue that employers did not implement the changes right away. Union officials predict more workers will lose overtime now that the election is over. I'm Emily Hoffman, and this is Air America Radio Network News.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for the best of Morning Sedition on Thanksgiving. It'll be just like Thanksgiving with your family, complete with political tension and a sad, lonely alcoholic at the head of the table. But better, because we've also got the Terror Timeline's Paul Thompson and lots of laughs, including the War on Brains. It's all in a very special Thanksgiving episode of the best of Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the fine Mike Malloy. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay. Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Sitting in with me is Kevin Kinney of the... a Sun-Tangled Angel Revival. He's going to be at the Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street, in New York City on Wednesday. Wednesday coming, night after tomorrow, around 10:30 at night. And I'm coming back to you at in Connecticut just a second. I'll be right back. But, see, on Air America, I hear all these, musicians will be live in the studio with Al Franken or with Janine, and Sam, or with who else, Kathy, with Randy, big-time musicians. Well, this is our big-time musician. So I want, don't y'all embarrass me. You listeners in New York City, Kevin's going to call me probably Thursday and say, damn, man, there are only six people there. Or he's going to call me and say, Jesus, it broke the doors down. All right? I want you to go hear this guy. All right? Kevin Kinney, he's going to be at Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street, on Wednesday, about 10:30 at night. So, you know, look, I'm the new guy on Air America. I understand that. I've only been here, what, 3 months now? Everybody else has been here 6 months. Okay, big deal. Please, I want you to go hear Kevin Kenney. You haven't heard music like this in a long time. I'll guarantee you that. Okay, so I want you to go. And we're going to talk to him again. Tell Kevin his drummer needs to bring a bass drum pedal. Huh? Last time Jason played there, the pedal fell apart mid-tune. I don't know what that means. Okay, well, whatever. Jason, our engineer, who also is with Afro Skull, musician, too. And Jason, I'm sure Jason's listening. I want you to go hear this guy, Jason, and spread the word about Kevin Kenney. All right, back to Ed in Connecticut. Ed, you're a very patient man. Thanks for holding on, sir.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, you know, not only will we always have the Bruce, but we'll always have Kevin, it sounds like.
There you go.
And I remember growing up in North Carolina listening to Kevin, and...
Really?
He's a real poet, man. He spoke to me. And anybody who's not familiar, you got to go down and hear him because he speaks from the soul.
He does.
He's a real guy. Mike, my point is I don't know if they stole Ohio, if we lost it, but what I do know, and I really know this well, is that if they could steal the election, they would. I have no faith at all in George Bush and company. And from what I've been reading online and investigating, I have no faith, I have no guarantee that they didn't steal this because it's not open, it's not transparent, and it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be paranoid, I don't want to put on my tinfoil hat, but I do think we need to have ultimate faith in our elections in this country. And the minority, the way they suppressed the vote in Ohio, it was ugly. It's a disgrace to everybody. I don't care what party, independent, Republican, Democrat, we've got to do a lot better.
Absolutely. And again, whether there was tampering with the programs or not, and I'm convinced there was, Laura Flanders on this network on her weekend show was talking about the fact that in so many of these precincts where they knew, for example, they had a good information, 10,000 voters would show up. When they had 5,000 voters, they had 10 machines. So with 10,000 voters coming, they cut it back to 5 machines. Now, what's that about, right?
What is that about? But I want to—I called in. I want to speak to all my Democratic leaders. I want to speak to Chris Dodd, who voted against voter verification. He voted against paper ballots.
Really?
He had a big hand in going along with it. And I don't know what that is about because I've always had faith in Chris Dodd.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm one of these guys. I gave 36 times to Howard Dean. I gave way more money than I should have to Kerry. I gave to the congressional candidates. I gave to Move On. I gave thousands of dollars. And until they guarantee me faith and integrity in the electoral process, and until they fight to get rid of the Electoral College, I'm not giving another dollar. Because if we can fight to the nail, but if we don't have confidence at the end of the day that things are being tallied fairly and correctly, and I don't have that confidence, I'm not putting myself out again.
Yeah,
I'll fight for a local candidate. In Connecticut, I have pretty good faith. But what's with these computers? I'm online. I'm reading the only academic they had is some guy from Newt Gingrich's university, Kennesaw mm-hmm. Mountain College. Who's ever heard of that? And that's their one academic professional on the board?
Right,
I don't want to slander the guy, but, I mean, it really should raise some eyebrows.
Yeah, that's Kennesaw State, I guess it's university now. It's right here in the Atlanta area. Is State College still, Kathy? University? It's right here in the Atlanta area. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The only reaction I have to what you said, I agree with everything you said, but my feeling is I'm going to continue to vote, only the next time I go to vote, I may take a hammer with me. And if there's a machine there, I may wind up losing my career and going to jail. I don't know, man. You know, the song, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening. You understand what I'm saying? But I would never do that. I would never, ever commit any violent act. Not me.
I'm out there with you.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Okay.
All right, you have a nice evening. I want to get Kevin to, before you play some of this. He's got a spoken word thing, song on the new album, Sun Tangled Angel Revival, which is also kind of that's the name of your new band, isn't it?
Yeah, it's band, record, everything. It's
everything.
The Monkees.
But if you take the letters STAR, star, Sun Tangled Angel Revival, there's a tune on here, Epilogue, Epitaph in A Minor. And I want you to do a little bit of that. But during the break, you were telling me about, you know, your travels around the South. What you were hearing is not like when the big dog ran, when people were talking about Clinton. But Kerry, you just didn't see it happening, did you?
No, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it was happening in the South or in the, you know, in the rural. You know, I spent a lot of time at truck stops and traveling the...
To gas up at 3 in the morning, get some more coffee.
I mean, I travel pretty much Wednesday through Saturday night,
right.
Sunday in the South, and except for the occasional show. But, I think when Clinton was around, I think he really felt that there might be something happening, and people weren't ashamed to say, I think I can vote for him. Wasn't feeling it this time, wasn't feeling it this time.
All right, by the way, Kevin's website, it's kevinkinney.com, only Kevin is spelled without the I. Why did you do that? It's KevinKinney.com.
Yeah, right? I was a crazy little hipster, you know.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I was a, right.
Crazy little hipster.
That was my rebellion. You know, so there's Sid Vicious and Johnny Rotten. I thought I'd just take the I out of my name.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like people throw me eyes on stage that they steal off signs all the time. Here's your eye back.
Here's your eye back. Oh, my God. Epilogue, epitaph in A minor. Let's do some of this.
Want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah, I want to hear a little bit of that. Just when you get to the F word, if you could put something else in there instead of the F word.
Oh, come on. I'll change it around a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Heavy loads, washed out roads, kaleidoscoping power grope, television, fireplace. It's hard to think for yourself. Fornicators and the commentators, the panic-driven imitators, looking forward to the revolution. Everybody looking back to their own hand-picked times and epitaphs. Jimi Hendrix, Kerouac, Vietnam. Stand in line, do what you're told. Stand in line, be a good little worker bee. The queen bees had a way with me. I miss the old days. I miss the old days when gasoline was 95 cents a gallon. You can still hear the Dixie Chicks on the radio. But the truth be it told, the truth be it mine, I don't have the time sometimes to think about all the worldly woes and 10-cent talk shows. Because tomorrow I gotta get up and I gotta go to work. And I hate to go to work. The best thing about going to work is getting off of work. Walking through your door, throwing your coat on the floor. Smelling your Betty Crocker au gratin potatoes and pork chops and onions. And I come into that big old Sears Parsepiac Dream Machine and I turn on the TV. The signal came free with the set, you see. And I watched the news and read the Star. And I woke up in the morning to the smell of fresh cut grass and coffee. I guess the man don't pay me enough to worry about all the worldly woes and 10-cent talk shows. Not at 6:50 an hour, he don't.
All right.
Simple.
All right. I was reading the lyrics.
I amended it a little bit.
Yeah, you did amend it. You amended it. Thank you. Thanks for amending it.
Yeah.
When you're playing at Tribeca Club, you'll probably put it back to...
I might, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could get
it's
away.
It's a different show every night. You know, we're an improvisational... kind of thing, and we're, you know, I made 15 records, and every one of them is about, you know, there's none of them about whiskey drinking or girls.
I know, yeah.
They're all about growing up and trying to fit in.
That's right.
Trying to be okay with the way America is and trying to
figure it out. It's good music.
A lot of good people in America, you know.
There are. It's too bad their votes keep getting suppressed. He's going to come back. We're not going to let him go yet. He's going to be at the Tribeca Rock Club Wednesday night.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Well, Mr. Quinton, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Well, bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quinton...
I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's E-Q-U-I-F-A-X. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, off the market. Heart attacks and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and bleeding. So what to do? Millions of arthritis sufferers relieve their pain every day with Jointritis. Jointritis is a remarkable patented arthritis rub. Developed by modern medical technology, Jointritis contains a powerful pain reliever plus a combination of lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. You've probably heard about lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. Jointritis uses these three ingredients as special skin conditioners, and Jointritis rushes relief deep into arthritic joints. Jointritis, for fast relief from even the worst cases of minor arthritis pain. Forget pills. Jointritis, used as directed, is today's effective yet safe way to relieve your arthritis pain. Available at Walgreens and Rite Aid. Jointritis.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
That's a title track from Suntangled Into Revival. Go see Kevin Kinney Wednesday night, Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street in Manhattan. 22 and a half past the hour. Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program.
Evening, Mike. It's nice to see you have some company here. Stop you from getting too crazy there.
It is. I'm telling you, having somebody in the studio here, especially a musician, it always calms me down.
I always worry about you.
Thank you.
I wonder when you're really going to explode one day. And I get concerned because it's unfortunate. When you look at the South and the rest of it, the way all they get is 6 to 8 hours of this Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and you have Democratic governors and local people running away from the Democratic Party.
I know.
It's like we're not really going to reach them because of this conglomeratization of our media. And it's kind of like a vicious circle. There's just like, I think, just a little group of people that are really these intolerant type of Christians that forget that the reason that people came over here was because of religious intolerance, and they come over here and they're more like, it's not so much morals, I don't think. I think it's more like religiosity. Thou shalt not, thou cannot, thou will not,
right,
kind of thing. And they kind of forget what this nation is supposed to be all about. That's just a little group of them. But I think the other people, if we can somehow frame our message and show the hypocrisy and duplicity of these people that spew these one-liners from the Bible and project themselves as religious and moral people, and yet you have a case where in Alabama last year, a very religious state up and down there, and the governor was really going to the Bible, if you remember last year. I don't know if you remember. He was talking about, we're not taking care of the poor. He was a little alarmed by reports that he had of people really slipping into poverty in his state.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about we need to just readjust, just fine-tune it. Nothing radical, just fine-tune the tax system so that we ask the people that are so much better off and doing so well to do unto the lesser of those as we do unto, as we want done unto ourselves. If you do
right.
It, I think he quoted something from the Bible about if you do it unto the lesser of me, you do it unto me,
right, right.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the slam back this guy got.
Oh, yeah.
From all these, these moral types. Well, no, wait a minute now. There's the deserving poor, and then there's the undeserving poor.
That's right, and you're not talking about my Jesus. My Jesus loves rich people.
And it's like
my Jesus don't have time for none of these non-working union member people like that. We like rich people.
That's what you mean, right?
Absolutely, Mike. I don't know whether we can ever reach those real, stubborn types that are, completely intolerant. It's like who? Bennett writes a book, and it doesn't talk about tolerance at all in it, about a Christian book, and he doesn't talk about tolerance at all in it. So I think that maybe if we can somehow frame our message properly, showing how our values are actually played out, and get more stations to play you guys because we're so woefully,
Well, they're working on it. Trust me, they're working on the station part of it, and I think Air America eventually is going to make a difference here. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in.
I think they will, Mike. But I'll tell you, they got such a head start on this. It's been going on for 30 years, and we're going to need to do direct mail because the media is never really going to do that. You got the intolerant people
right.
that feel that they have no control over what's on their networks, and they don't realize that the networks are now programmed
yeah.
completely themselves,
and then they're
controlling the message.
I got you. Doug, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your comments. Kevin Kinney is going to be at Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street in Manhattan. On his way up there, you're going to be in Raleigh tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in Raleigh tomorrow.
At the Poor House, P-O-U-R, and then Tribeca Rock Club. And did they say Vienna, Virginia, or Vienna?
Vienna, Wolf Trap.
Yeah, down here we call it Vienna.
What do you?
We call it Vienna. Vienna, Georgia. I'm from Vienna. You're going to be at Wolf Trap.
Yeah, in the, across the street.
And then Wilmington,
the coffee house.
And then Wilmington, North Carolina on Saturday. So Kevin's going to be in Raleigh and then up to New York City and then back down into the South. If you live in Wilmington, North Carolina, if you live in Macon, Georgia, if you live in Vienna, Virginia, or Raleigh, North Carolina, or New York City, check go to his website, kevinkinney.com, and there's no I in the Kevin. Oh, that's so something.
So irritating to you, isn't it?
I know it is. It really gets
me. It is. It gets me too. Well, it's too late now.
Which one do you want to? No, do we have time? Okay, we got a minute. Go ahead, Kevin.
I'll do a quick little one here.
All right.
Star maker, make me stars. Shine with me to call you on. Wind maker, blow my mind. Show me there's another kind. Had me believing that all white men shake my hand, make a stand. Men make and make me men, take their time to live again. Dawn make show me dawns, rise with me to show my wrong. And cloud make and bring me clouds, spell our problems true and loud.
This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
We can do a lot better than that. For that they clap, but they soon forget. Have you heard the challenging words? Peacemaker, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek. Peacemaker, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Finally, the wait is over. Seinfeld is on DVD.
I need some oxygen. This is major.
Get the first three seasons.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
You get out of here.
Like you've never seen them before.
You know, this is the first time we ever saw each other naked.
With almost 13 hours of all new special features on each volume.
What a huge blow to the culture.
And much more. Seinfeld, now available on DVD.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, It delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
I'm going to do a great promo today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Hi, I'm Stuart Smalley, and on November 24th, day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to do a special Thanksgiving holiday show filling in for Al Franken, who is terrific, by the way. I just think he's the best. So tune in November 24th, noon to 3, here on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. Before we go back to your calls here, which I want to do, in Sanford, Florida, did you hear this one now? This is from Channel 6 down there. Several hundred ballots in Seminole County, Florida, mysteriously got wet and were rejected by voting machines Tuesday, according to Channel 6 News. The wet ballots were apparently discovered unmarked Tuesday at the Community United Methodist Church in Castleberry, Florida. In a church, huh? The supervisor of elections, Dennis Joyner, said he does not know how the ballots became wet. He said the ballots were dry when the boxes were shipped out of the office. The region has not seen rain in a week. The supervisor of elections told Local 6 News that anyone whose wet ballot was rejected by a voting machine was allowed to fill in a new ballot.
y'all just come on back over here and fill in a new ballot.
And this is from Susan in Great Neck, New York. Hi, Mike. We knew it in our guts Tuesday night. Our votes were being stolen right before our eyes. Early voting, Zogby's polls, high voter turnout, exit polls were all trending toward Kerry and the Democrats until the computers, voting machines, and the media began skewing the results. Facing the obstacles of voter suppression, intimidation, and insufficient or faulty voting machines, those of us on the ground in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida knew we had mobilized our base and they came out to vote in droves. We have been betrayed by the system, and stunningly, Susan writes, by our leadership. Oh, I can't say that next two-word sentence. Blank them. I will not roll over. I will not concede, and I will not rest until every vote is counted. Susan writes, I returned the thanks for all your hard work letter I received today from the DNC demanding an accounting of the $50 million paid into the legal fund for vote recount and stating that their cowardice and betrayal was appalling. I wrote to the organizations I had worked so tirelessly for during the campaign asking why they were not reacting to this growing scandal. Why were they moving on from the fight for democracy? The lines seem to be clearly drawn at Air America as well. You, Randy Rhodes, and Laura Flanders are the only ones screaming about this travesty. Bravo to you all. Yes, Susan writes, there are two Americas, and the Democratic Party has crossed over to the other side. We, the people, thoughtful, caring, moral, smart, hardworking, proud, and passionate people, must fight this battle alone, bound together by our common beliefs and our humanity. I've volunteered to work with Bev Harris in black box voting and compiling information received from her Freedom of Information request. If there's any way I can help your efforts, let me know. We've only got each other. But it is a magnificent coalition of the willing. Ooh, good play on words there, Susan. Yeah, that kind of frustration that... And the anger, you know, I am thoroughly pissed that the Democratic National Committee, I don't know whose responsibility it is. I guess it's the DNC's responsibility to start challenging everything. I don't know if it's the Kerry campaign. I think it's the DNC's responsibility. It should be the DNC's responsibility. And I'm just wondering when they're going to do that. When do the challenges begin? In the meantime, the psychopath in the White House, with his mandate and his capital that he's now going to cash in, has ordered the slaughter of, we'll never know, civilians as well as insurgents, so-called, in Fallujah, and the deaths of how many American soldiers and Marines now? And again, I ask you, why are we fighting? Why are we hitting Fallujah as hard as apparently we are in the past 24 hours? So that the puppet government of Alawi that we appointed, that we put in place in Iraq, can legitimize itself? And to what end? So that Alawi will say, yeah, okay, now let's cut some deals on the oil, and more importantly, let's cut the deals on the 15 or 16 U.S. military bases that are going to be here in Iraq. This is sick and disgusting. I don't give a damn how you cut it, truth seeker. This is sick and disgusting. And the people are going to be murdered, whether they're fighters or Iraqi civilians or U.S. soldiers and Marines. It is sick and disgusting. And we've got some sound for you. I'm going to play in a little while here from Donald Rumsfeld at his press conference today that was just disgusting. I mean, this guy talks about people dying the way you and I talk about changing dirty underwear. The man makes me sick to my stomach, just absolutely sick to my stomach. So that's part of the price we're paying. The rest of the world pays the price, too, for this fraudulent theft. The fraudulent voting and the consequent theft, don't tell me that those thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds, millions of people who registered and stood in those long lines until they couldn't stand anymore were there to vote for George W. Bush. I don't care about the Republican base, these psychopathic evangelical booger-eyed Christians who out there to stop the queers from voting. Yeah, we can't have queers vote. No. Or get married. They can vote. They can't get married, though. God. Oh, that's why I thank God for music, right? Thank God for rock and roll. Thank God for going to the club and listening to some music. And I don't, not just rock and roll. I don't care what it is, you know. Anything, you know, poetry slams, rap, rock, go to symphony hall. I don't give a tinker's damn. Folk music that seems to be making a comeback, you know, just to get out of it for a while, right? Just to kick back, you know, maybe enjoy a little toke before you go in the club and then sit in there and drink a beer or drink some wine and kick back and listen to music, right? And just for a little while. Pretend like this stuff doesn't exist. Am I advocating illegal activities on this program? My producer writes, no, I'm not. I just hate people that smoke pot. I think they all ought to be put under a jail. There, how's that? And I've never smoked it in my life. And I would never suggest that people do drugs. No, hell no. And if you do, just don't inhale, that's all. But thank God for a break, you know. Kick back and listen to one of your old Springsteen albums. Kick back and listen to a Kevin Kinney album. All right, let us move on here. Andy Stevenson from blackboxvoting.org is checking in with an update. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you tonight?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm tired. It's been a long day. I got up at 4:30 this morning, started, and have been going all day. Just wanted to update everybody. Our website went down late this afternoon. Whoever took it out did a real good job because they took it all the way out.
Oh, you're so kidding me. Oh, Jesus.
No, we're working on getting it back up, but it probably won't be tomorrow. So I just wanted to call in and let everybody know that, yeah, we're still there. We're still fighting.
Is there a backup? Is there any kind of backup site?
No, we're actually in the process of moving to a complete. The ISP that we've been working with is not that great, and the support is lacking, and so we're moving to a more secure location that's going to afford us a little bit tighter security.
Well, let me ask you something. I heard you a part of your conversation with Randy Rhodes today on her program. Did you get any legal help for your fight in Minnesota?
We've got legal help in Minnesota. We actually have legal help on the way to Nevada. Ralph Nader today did go ahead and get the recount, so Wednesday I believe that's going to happen. Ohio, there's some rumblings in Ohio, and there's some things that I can't talk about in Florida, but there's some stuff coming up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
This situation in Florida, I'm starting to understand, is almost as bad in its own way as it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it is.
It's
worse actually because
it's
blatant. I mean, it's not even trying to be hidden this time. It's just blatant.
Let me ask you. I've been wanting to ask somebody just very directly, especially with your you and Bev's organization here. Do you expect either Black Box Voting or any of the other organizations working on this? Do you expect lawsuits that will lead to a total recount, or is that just out of the question? I guess recount is not what you're seeking, is it? How can you recount votes when there's no record?
Well, that's impossible.
Right.
The strategy's in play. Hopefully we can get a recount. But the best we can hope for is just to totally discredit these machines so that we can prepare for 2006.
All right. Let me. Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second, and we'll come back, Andy, because just a couple more things. You do sound tired. A couple more things I want to ask you, and then we'll let you go. We're talking to Andy Stevenson from blackboxvoting.org. Stick around. Your phone calls and more conversation here coming up. And don't forget, Kevin Kinney, Tribeca Rock Club, Wednesday night, 16 Warren Street in the city. Go see him, y'all. Don't make me look like a freak. Go see him.
Couldn't win the mountains,
the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boy.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Here's my Christmas present.
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now, look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears cabinet refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Yeah, you do, don't you? It's about 9 minutes before the hour. We're talking with Andy Stevenson from blackboxvoting.org with an update here. Andy, I got an email here from the folks listening on the IRC and Undernet channel. They want to know BBC still needs, or BBV still needs donations, right? Y'all still need money. Where's my man?
Information acts are quite expensive, and we're working hard on them. But I'd also like people to Ralph Nader has taken up the gauntlet, and he's requested the recount in New Hampshire. And if we can get the show the fraud in New Hampshire, they're going to count only the Diebold counties starting Wednesday.
Right.
We're up a couple up against a couple of hard deadlines here this week that we're working against. So there's some a lawsuit either tomorrow or Wednesday that's going to be filed in Nevada. We have statisticians crunching the numbers right now as we speak on New Mexico, which could also come back into play. Ohio, again, will probably be back in play, as will Florida. I'm almost certain those two states are going to come back into play.
So what about money? What about donations?
Donations can for Black Box can go to Post Office Box 2552, Seattle, Washington, 98165.
Okay.
The other address, there's two addresses. The other one, they're getting to the point now where they won't take the mail anymore, and it's going to go into the dead letter bin.
Why?
It's something to do with the way the Postal Service has changed the addresses on that the old post office box, and so that's why we've been moving to the new one.
All right, say the new one again. P.O. Box.
It's Post Office Box 2552. So that's 25552, Seattle, mm-hmm. Washington.
Right.
98165.
Okay. P.O. Box 2552, Seattle 98165. The involvement of Ralph Nader here in the past few days is a very interesting wrinkle to me on all sorts of different levels, which is not necessary to get into. But why is Mr. Nader taking an interest in this?
He always has been a consumer advocate, and this is a consumer products issue.
Okay, well,
we view it like that at Black Box Voting. It's a consumer issue because we're buying these machines, so now we have to have an organization and people watching what's going on with them.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. I'm sure that Nader has an interest in seeing that the democratic system in this country survives.
I'm sure he does.
He's taken an awful lot of vitriol from progressives, including me, because of his apparent arrogance where it concerned this election and the one before. And like most progressives, I had a real difficult time with that whole issue. I said what I said, and I stand by what I said. But the fact that Nader is working to try to bring some truth into this rat's nest of deceit and lies is encouraging. I'm glad to see that.
You know, I have to agree with you. I've called him a few choice words myself, and I'm really glad to see that he's stepped up in such a big way to help us resolve this issue.
Now, if he wants to, he's got 4 years to reorganize the Democratic Party and head the Democratic ticket. And by God, I'll vote for him.
Oh, no doubt.
If he's if he can somehow throw the people out of the Democratic Party that are doing nothing whatsoever to advance.
You mean the pink tutus?
Yeah, that whole crowd, and starting with Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe has presided over the death of the Democratic Party, and I don't care. I don't care if it's theft is involved. The Democratic Party has been so uninspired. It's either time for new leadership or I don't know. I'll just write them off. Just write off the Democratic Party. That's the end of it. So, if Nader were to head the Democratic ticket or a party that represented even a possibility of securing a public office, I'm right there. I'm there with him. So.
Well, I'm really glad to see that he's doing what he's doing, and I my hat's off to him.
Yeah. Hey, listen, stay in touch, Andy. I can't always tune into Randy Rhodes' program and catch what you're saying, so give us a call once in a while. Let us know what's going on. Okay.
I will, Mike. I definitely plan on keeping y'all informed because y'all are out there doing the good fight for us as well. So thanks a lot for your help. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Andy, take care.
Thanks.
You might want to get some sleep. Andy Stevenson with blackboxvoting.org, and again, the the address if you and it doesn't take much, you know, $5. So, you know, you don't even have to write a check. Just take a $10 bill and a $5 bill and wrap it up real good so the money thieves can't see it and send it to P.O. Box 25552. That's 25552, Seattle 98165. And, you know, help this out. Help this out, okay? All right, we have a break coming up here in about 20 seconds. So what we'll do is take this break and come back and get back to your phone calls. And also, we want to play some sound for you from today. As you know, if you've been near a radio or a television, we have started the slaughter in Fallujah. And I said the other night, referencing this attack, Warsaw Ghetto, and someone said, no, this is more like Guernica in the Spanish, so-called Spanish Civil War, and the person listed their reasons why. So I'm going to share that with you. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
An NBC world premiere event. One, two, three, four. Tonight, one of country music's biggest stars rocks the city of Green Bay.
Come on!
Grammy Award-winning superstar Tim McGraw in concert. With special guests Nelly, Brett Favre, and a special lady named Faith Hill. Tim McGraw in concert.
Well, that's why we play music right there.
At 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Millions of holiday travelers have hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA predicts an estimated 37.2 million Americans will travel over Thanksgiving, mostly by car. That may be rough going since there is rain and snow in some parts of the U.S. And it may be rough on the wallet, too, with pump prices about 50 cents higher than last Thanksgiving. In the Los Angeles area, most of these people said that they're traveling in spite of the cost of a fill-up.
We're going down to visit our family in San Diego, but it's not going to affect us. It's actually lower than it was, so we're a little bit happy.
I always stay in town over holidays, actually. It doesn't have anything to do with it. We'd probably still be traveling, to be honest. You know, we want to see our family, so family comes before the gas price, I think.
Flight delays have been reported in many major cities. Airport officials say this will be the busiest Thanksgiving for air travel in several years. A U.S. State Department employee was killed in Baghdad on Wednesday. He was in a vehicle attack near the heavily fortified Green Zone. Also in Mosul, the deputy governor of that Iraqi city survived an assassination attempt. His bodyguard was killed in the attack and two other people were hurt. Meantime, Operation Plymouth Rock continues south of Baghdad. Unlike the recent offensive in Fallujah, this assault consists of a series of raids in lawless towns. United Nations Special Envoy to Iraq, Ashraf Qazi, says the Iraqi foreign minister has expressed a determination to have elections, so there's good reason to believe that they would be held on time.
The election commission is on schedule. Registration process and the entity certification process are taking place on schedule despite a very challenging environment. Problem is the security and political environment.
Kazi says elections should take place on January 30th as scheduled. Iran has requested that it be allowed to make an exception to its recent suspension of its sensitive nuclear activities. Roxana Saveri reports.
Iran has asked the UN's nuclear watchdog if it could keep conducting research and development with centrifuges, but Western diplomats say Europeans have turned down the request. The centrifuges are used to spin uranium hexafluoride gas into enriched uranium. Highly enriched uranium can be used for nuclear weapons, but Iran says it only wants lowly enriched uranium to produce electricity. The move comes as the International Atomic Energy Agency board prepares to meet in Vienna to discuss Iran's nuclear case. It also comes as the CIA reports that Pakistani scientist Abdul Ghadir Khan gave Iran designs for what it calls advanced and efficient nuclear weapons parts. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
The famed Caterpillar tractor that made the company a worldwide manufacturing giant will be 100 years old on Thanksgiving Day. The first model cost $5,000. Now a top-of-the-line Caterpillar tractor cost $1 million. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Unfiltered.
Thursday on Unfiltered. Turn off that boob tube. Those giant balloon animals and Mendy Patinkin lip syncing will go on without you. Yes, you. Give Matt and Katie and their festive mittens and smart suits a rest. Shove something in your ears instead of a turkey lurkey. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I want to do some of these sound bites. We just have a couple tonight. But I want you to hear this. This is Rumsfeld at the Department of Defense briefing today. Oh, and by the way, if you want to see what happened in Florida, I'm sure most of you already have this, but if you got something to write with, let me give you a website. It's ustogether.org, ustogether.org/Florida_election.htm. Okay, ustogether.org/Florida_election.htm. And some electronic touch voting results and optical scanner precinct voting. County by county, and some of this stuff is just astonishing. Astonishing. All right, check it out. Now, the war that is going on, I mean, you're aware of it, right? This attack on Fallujah, the Iraqi city. Because, you know, the bastards that are in there just won't lay down and stop killing Americans who are over there to do what? You know, they just insist on killing the invader. The invader happens to be us, and our young men, for the most part, and young women, have been placed over there by this psychopathic regime that runs this country. And we were placed over there for all these lies, and then it got down to, well, the world is better off with Saddam gone. Okay, all right, you know, one less tyrant, sure, the world would be better placed off if Bush wasn't in office too, right? One less tyrant, one less freak. Destroying everything, screwing up the world, ordering people to die, killing people. Yeah, I agree. There's a whole bunch of killers in countries in Africa that the world would be better off without them, too. There are killers in Arab countries. It'd be better off. There are killers in countries in Central and South America. There's still a few left there, too. Yeah, let's get rid of all of them. Okay, Saddam is gone. So why are we and our military still there? Why are we attacking cities and killing people and bombing and strafing? Does anybody want to explain that to me? Because I am dumb. I am stupid. I don't get it. I don't know what the rationale, the reason. Oh, to provide elections, to make it safe for elections? For what? Leave Iraq alone and it becomes the Islamic Republic of Iraq, just like the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's what it becomes. And that's not going to be allowed to happen. Ain't going to happen. So, you know, we're going to continue to kill and be killed until, I guess, we kill everybody. I don't know who's planning this war. What the hell are these people using for brains? We've been here. We've done this. It was called Vietnam. And I'm not talking about jungles and punji sticks. I am talking about the impossibility of subduing a civilian population that doesn't want your mechanized ass in their country. They will never stop. Never. So what do? Kill every single one of them? Would you stop, Truth Seeker? Huh? If they invaded Philly, would you stop? How about Selma, Alabama, Detroit, Michigan? How about Albany, New York, or San Francisco, or Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine? Would you stop? Would you just say, okay, all right, well, the invader's here. They got rid of our corrupt government. Now they're killing us all, so let's all just lay down and wait for their tanks to roll into San Diego. Everything's cool. Would you do that? No, you would not. Neither would I. Neither are they. I don't care what you call them. I don't care what the Bush thugs call terrorists, bombers, killers. These people are blowing themselves up, suicide bombers. Do you think they're going to be intimidated by our missiles and jets and rocket-propelled grenades and bombs and soldiers in full-dress battle gear? Do you think they're going to be intimidated? people who on a daily basis blow themselves up in the hope of wiping out 5, 6, 20, 100 invaders or fifth columnists inside their own country? Do you think that we have a chance against people who are willing to commit suicide? Are you willing to send your boy, your husband, your daughter over there on a suicide mission? But what would you do if they came into the streets of Findlay, Ohio, or Toledo, or Bowling Green, Kentucky, or Sanford, Florida? What would you do if the bastards were there with their guns and tanks and killing our people? Would you strap bombs to your body? Would you? Is your faith that strong? Is your dedication to your country or your religion that strong? Is it? Well, if it is, then you understand what's going on in Iraq. And if it isn't that strong, that's a clear indication that you are going to lose. How do you fight against a population that is willing to die, to commit suicide? How long has it been since people in this country fought, I don't care where, for an ideal they were willing to die for? Was it World War II? Don't tell me Vietnam. Don't tell me Grenada. Don't tell me Lebanon. Don't tell me the Dominican Republic. Don't tell me Nicaragua or Honduras. Don't tell me Chile. Don't tell me any of that crap. Or Korea. Don't want to hear it. So here we are. The leadership of Fallujah wrote letters to whomever they could write letters to. The UN. You know, please stop this. Please don't let the Americans do that. Well, you might as well just piss in the wind with that kind of a... We will do anything or anybody we want to do. We are the United States of, by God, America. Jesus is on our side. God is on our side. All the angels and the saints are on our side. And I've told you before, the Protestant religious figures and the Catholic, the Christian religious figures, they want a huge pile of corpses so Christ will step out of the heavens. That's their belief. I'm not talking about you. If you are a Christian and follow the teachings of Christ, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these evil, filthy Christ killers who have co-opted the religion and co-opted the Republican Party and co-opted democracy and co-opted this country and reduced us to a bunch of psychopathic religious killers who are now invading a city because they won't lay down and let us urinate all over them and take their gas and take their oil and build our military bases. And the rationale for it, see, George Bush got a mandate. God smiled on George Bush, gave him a mandate. He's got political capital, and he's going to cash it in. Plus, this gets the stolen election off the front pages, off television, off everything. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? People in Fallujah, get this. This is from editor and publisher. They may not get any takers, but Iraqi insurgents in the besieged city of Fallujah on Saturday invited journalists to embed with them to report their side of the war. Huh? You like that? Isn't that funny? Isn't that a knee slapper? Huh? Don't you want to say, well, on the other hand, you can't blame American or British or Polish or Italian or whatever journalists for saying, no thanks, pass. You know why? Because let one of those journalists get in the crosshairs of an American sniper and his soul will go to see his God or into the abyss. U.S. military, U.S. Defense Department is going to allow embedded reporters to report from the other side? Come on, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. That would be too, oh, I don't know, what's the word, fair and balanced? The civilian death toll in Iraq since this monstrous lie of a war began has been estimated at anywhere from 20 to 100,000 people. How much death does George Bush need? How big of a pile of bodies does it have to be? How much? Do you have any ideas, Truth Seeker? Huh? Rumsfeld, the psychopathic drunk maniac. When we come back, I'm Mike Malloy.
In the White House, the Whitey White House, the liar sleeps tonight. In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm gonna pick a fight.
Winging it, and such such a twin, I'm such a twin. Ring it in, I'm such a twin, I'm such a twin. No weapon of mass destruction can be found.
How? The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
We can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more facile.
22 past the hour. Marjorie Cohn, writing at truthout.org. This is for tomorrow's edition. She writes, Associate United States Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson was the chief prosecutor at the Nuremberg Tribunal. In his report to the State Department, Justice Jackson wrote, quote, no political or economic situation can justify the crime of aggression. He also said, quote, if certain acts in violation of treaties are crimes, they are crimes whether the United States does them or whether Germany does them. And we are not prepared to lay down a rule of criminal conduct against others which we would not be willing to have invoked against us, end quote. Boy, have we come a long way from Justice Jackson in Nuremberg, haven't we? Huh? It's certainly been more than 61 years, hasn't it? Marjorie Cohn goes on and says between 10 and 15,000 U.S. troops with warplanes and artillery have begun to invade the Iraqi city of Fallujah to soften up the rebels. American forces dropped five 500-pound bombs on insurgent targets. The Americans destroyed the Nizal Emergency Hospital in the center of town. They stormed and occupied the Fallujah General Hospital and have not agreed to allow doctors and ambulances to go inside the main part of the city to help the wounded in direct violation of the Geneva Conventions. Think about this. This is your country, Truth Seeker, I'm talking about, and it used to be mine. The United States of America, we now attack without provocation and then tell the people who would come in and clean up the blown-off arms and legs and brain matter and guts and intestines to stay out. I'm going to throw up. I swear to God, is this what we have sunk to? Huh? Yes, this is what we have sunk to. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. You don't like it? Vomit and take a deep breath and live with it. This is America. She goes on to say, the Battle of Fallujah promises to be far more shocking and awful than the bombardment of Baghdad that kicked off Operation Iraqi Freedom. In April of 2003, a senior Marine Corps surgeon warned that casualties would surpass any level seen since the Vietnam War. There have already been 100,000 excess, with quotes around it, Iraqi deaths since Bush launched his first strike on Iraq 18 months ago. That is 100,000 deaths above and beyond those killed by Saddam Hussein, those killed by sanctions, those killed by U.S. bombings, those killed by disease, all put together in the 15 months prior to the invasion. All of it. And in the 18 months subsequent to the invasion, 100,000 excess Iraqi dead people. Hell is waiting for these people. If there is a hell, it's waiting. The pit is open. Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and these murderous thugs who have attacked this country are going to burn. But, of course, I don't believe that. The study I'm quoting from, published by The Lancet, found that the risk of death by violence for Iraqi civilians is now 58 times higher than before Bush began to liberate them in April of 2003. Bush's war in Iraq is a war of aggression, Truth Seeker. And according to the General Assembly Resolution 3314 passed in the wake of Vietnam, quote, aggression is the use of armed force by a state against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of another state, or in any other manner inconsistent with the Charter of the United Nations as set out in this definition. And I've stayed away from television today. I just couldn't handle it. Once I saw that this murderous invasion had begun, I don't know. Army Colonel Gary Brandel voiced his troops' determination. He said, "The enemy has got a face. He's called Satan. He's in Fallujah, and we're going to destroy him." That's one of that's what our 19-year-olds are being told. The enemy's got a face. It's Satan. And the reports about the American soldiers getting baptized in the Christian faith and having prayer meeting and jumping around and singing religious songs before they... I mean, what the hell is going on here? Huh? What's going on? What is going on? Anybody know what's going on? I don't know what's going on. The U.S. military, with many soldiers coming from the conservative American South and the Midwest, has deep Christian roots. In times that fighting looms, many soldiers draw on their evangelical or born-again heritage to help them face battle. And the men who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Turn on your TV, turn it on so loud, and watch the fool a-smiling there and tell me that you're proud. And listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand right there before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know what...
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Air America fans, muckraking Mother Jones magazine has a special offer just for you. At readmojo.com, you can get a full year subscription for the crazy introductory price of just $10. That's right, $10 for a full year of Mojo at readmojo.com. Subscribe today and get a year of some of the best reporting anywhere, plus instant access to exclusive subscriber extras on our website. We know what's next from the Bush mob, and it ain't pretty. Fight back by subscribing to Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Randy Rhodes.
Things are no different in the blue states than they are in the red states once you leave the cities. It's all the same. They're not working. They're drinking too much because they're not working. The men are trying to stay vital and prove themselves as men by building stuff just like they do in the south. They're going to church just like they do in the red states. They're doing the same things just like in the red states, but their mills are closing just like in the red states. Their medical care is disappearing just like in the red states.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
So, with the attack on Fallujah, more murder and death and destruction ordered by the demon Rumsfeld and the nutcase Cheney and the screwball Bush, U.S. forces were massing outside of Fallujah the other day, and according to this article I have, 35 Marines swayed to Christian rock music and asked Jesus Christ to protect them. And Wikipedia, the biggest battle since American troops invaded Iraq last year. Listen to some of this. Men with buzz cuts and clad in their camo waved their hands in the air, M16 assault rifles laying beside them, and chanted heavy metal-flavored lyrics in praise of Christ Friday in a yellow brick chapel. They counted among thousands of troops surrounding the city of Fallujah, seeking solace as they awaited Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi's decision on whether or not to invade Fallujah. Oh, really? A female voice cried out on the loudspeakers as the Marines clapped their hands and closed their eyes. You are the sovereign. Your name is holy. You are the pure, spotless Lamb. First Sergeant Miles Thatford said, it's always comforting. Church attendance is always up before the big push. Sometimes all you've got is God. Between the services, electric guitar, religious tunes, Marines stepped up on the chapel's small stage and recited a verse of scripture meant to fortify them for war. One spoke of their Old Testament a hero, a shepherd who would become Israel's king, battling the Philistines some 3,000 years ago. The Marine said, reading from Scripture, thus David prevailed over the Philistines. And the Marine shouted back, hoorah, King David, using their signature grunt of approval. Hey, guys, I think you got it ass backwards. You have become king. You have become Goliath. Don't you understand what's going on here? The so-called insurgents fighting for their country or their sick political belief, they are David, not you. You can't be David when you have missiles and 500-pound compression bombs. You can't be David when you could ignite the very air that people are trying to breathe with gasoline explosions that burns their lungs right out of their charred bodies. That's not David. That's Goliath. You can't be David when you show up with tanks and missiles and fighters and bombers. That's not David. That's Goliath. David had a box cutter. Or was it a slingshot? Or was it an improvised roadside explosion? The Marines drew parallels from the verse about David with their present situation, where they perceived themselves as warriors fighting barbaric men opposed to all that is good in the world. One young Marine read, "Victory belongs to the Lord." Their chaplain, named Horn, told the worshipers they were stationed outside Fallujah to bring the Iraqis, quote, "freedom from oppression, rape, torture, and murder. We ask you, God, to bless us in that effort. Amen." And then the Marines lined up, and their chaplain blessed them with holy oil to protect them. What? What? Holy oil to protect them? How about body armor? The chaplain said, as he lightly dabbed oil on the Marines' foreheads, "God's people would be anointed with oil." Amen. The crowd then followed him outside their small auditorium for a baptism of about half a dozen Marines who had just found Christ. The young men lined up, and at least three of them stripped down to their shorts. The three laid down in a rubber dinghy filled with water, and the chaplain's assistant, Navy Corpsman Richard Vaughn, plunged their heads beneath the surface. Smiling, Vaughn baptized them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Dripping wet, Corporal Keith Arguelles beamed after his baptism. He said, "I just wanted to make sure I did this before I headed into the fight." This line about telling the soldiers that they were going to bring the Iraqis freedom from oppression, rape, torture, and murder. Aren't the U.S. soldiers bringing oppression, rape, torture, and murder to the people of Fallujah? Isn't that what, I mean, don't I read reports, the few that get through, about our own female soldiers are being raped? And not by Iraqis! And murder? 100,000 excess deaths. Don't you love that term, excess deaths? Attributed to the United States. Is there any difference between how our boys dance around and praise Jesus before they go kill, and Osama's boys dance around and praise Allah before they go kill? Somebody please tell me the difference, okay? That's right. We have the real God. That's what's going on, Truth Seeker. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Is this a battle for the hearts and minds? Is this a battle for territory? Is this a battle for freedom, justice, dignity? No, this is a battle between opposing religious factions. That's where we are. That's where we are. That's where we are. This is the year, what, 1130 or 1160. That's where we are. That's where we are. God help us. I'm just kidding. All right, my producer is telling me to move on. Stop your damn preaching. You don't want to do Rumsfeld tonight? You want to hold them till tomorrow? You don't want to rush the bites? Okay. Tell me what to do, Madam Producer. All right. Maurice is calling from Chicago. Maurice, thanks for holding on for 2 hours.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Maurice.
What happened there? Hey, what's going on, Mike? I'm a first-time caller, man.
First time, and I've keep you on the line for 2 hours. I'm sorry. We're just trying to get through this life and make it on to the next, pal.
It's going to be all right, though, Mike. You know why? I firmly believe, first of all, the numbers in Ohio were, for Bush, 2,796,147, right? Kerry was 2,659,664. The difference was 136,43.
That's it.
Now, according to Ken Blackwell, who has stepped down or recused himself already, he said there's 175,000 provisional ballots.
Right.
We know provisional ballots are challenges from the Republicans to Democrats.
Right.
Also, there were a lot of absentee ballots. I don't have a number on that one. But the absentee ballots for the military has been significantly low since 2000, especially in Ohio. The absentee ballots are significantly low, so most of those absentee ballots coming in are from regular civilians.
Right.
So my thing is this. I believe Kerry will be the president. I believe after they do the count of the provisional ballots, and all, he can afford to lose. I'm sure they're going to lose some of them. He can afford to lose almost 38,517 and still have enough votes to beat Bush in Ohio.
Well, Maurice, the only fly in the ointment there is there's some time limits on this. What is it, December the 10th or 14th? There's a date coming after which it doesn't make any difference if they find 10 million votes for Kerry. Kerry's not going to be president.
Okay, the only thing about that, though, is this. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but the provision of ballots is supposed to be counted by the 13th, right? It was 11 days after the election. And so are the absentee ballots. So
okay, if they can get it done,
College in the Congress, the Joint Congress meets on January 6th to certify, I believe,
right,
the electoral votes. So actually, that's I believe that Kerry Newman is downplaying it. If you listen to that concession speech, Mike, Kerry's concession speech was very different from Edwards and even Judy Woodworth. On CNN, she said, it's like they were playing good cop, bad cop. I think they got the Republicans fooled. I think the Republicans overplayed their hand, and I believe Kerry, when it's all said and done, will take the presidency. The beauty of it is this. Will Bush be as honorable in the defeat as Kerry has seemed to be on last Tuesday? And I think it's going to be so much pressure from the Americans and people all around the world, but particularly in America, for Bush to give up that presidency once those votes come in and Ohio is awarded to Kerry.
Well, Maurice, I hope the scenario that you're laying out, I hope that happens, pal. I hope it happens. All right.
All we can do is hope and pray, but it seems like that's a logical situation, though.
Thanks, Maurice, for checking in. Next time, I will not I'll let you stay on hold for 2 hours. Thanks for
that's
checking
all good.
In.
I'm not right. busy, man.
You have a nice evening. Christine is calling from California. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
That was really a refreshing bit of commentary that we just heard. If that would happen, that would just make the world right again.
And I hope Maurice is right.
Huh?
I hope Maurice is right.
I do, too. My concern is... I've had a domestic partnership for 17 years, I'm in California and everything is good for me and my partner now. But with this uprising of the evangelical Christian fundamentalist, I've got to say their rhetoric is just beginning to eat away at my soul.
And it's only just begun. I mean, there has been in this country, something, I don't know what it was, holding back 80-90% of the homophobia and the rage against gay people. Occasionally it would break through and somebody would die. But now, whatever restrictions that were placed psychologically, spiritually, on those inhibitions against just absolutely brutalizing gay people, they've been removed now. 11 states said...
Yeah.
According to the results, I don't believe those results either, but 11 states said, well, okay, ain't going to be no gay marriage. This is license for homophobic violence.
I know, and we're people. That's the thing. This is not an ideology. We're people. We have feelings. We have love. We have compassion. We're contributing to society. But what upsets me and outrages me
Can you hold on? Can you hold on a second,
yes.
Christine? Hold on a minute. Just to hold on. I'll come back to you and we'll finish up because we got to do this break. This is Air America Radio.
I've just got one question and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Back to Christine in just a second. Credit where credit's due here. Program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City. Linda Blake screened our calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And check out AirAmericaRadio.com. Also, the black box voting address once again is P.O. Box 2, 5552. Seattle, 98165. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Back to Christine in California. Christine, thanks for holding on.
Oh, you're welcome. Another issue that really concerns me relating to this, this 28th Amendment to our Constitution to define marriage between a man and a woman, and I watched as this, you know, this went through the legislature back in, I think it was, August, September, and I noticed that not very few of the Democratic senators and representatives were really willing to go up to the bat for the gay community. And I look at the documents. I look at the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and I look at what the forefathers, you know, envisioned for our country, and there was a distinct separation of church and state. It was happening back then. There were, you know, there was an eternal struggle between reason and religion. It was happening in France in the late 1700s. It was happening here during our American Revolution, and no one in the Democratic Party, the press, no one has any idea that all they need to do is go back to American history and see, you know, what is in these documents. You know,
right.
There were 13 colonies. If you look at the electoral map, look at 8 of those colonies. They're all blue. That's why they're blue. I mean, there are 4 red states today that were part of the original 13 colonies. You got, I think, 9 that were blue and 4 that were red. And It's like no one wants to go back to the Constitution. I mean, you know, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. If Amendment 28 is going to be marriage between a man and a woman, and if American people don't wake up, Amendment 29 is going to be, this document is invalid and is going to be replaced with the Bible. I'm telling you, I think that's where we're going.
Or something even worse than the Bible, if such an instrument could be found. I hear you loud and clear, Christine. You know, it's amazing to me, all you gay folk who chose to be gay, I don't get it. I'm kidding!
I know you are. Thank you so much for the fantastic
Christine,
that's
a very good point about the original 13 colonies. Thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Christine, I guess she's gone. All right. I was just kidding when I said that. Robert is calling from Miami. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. I just have a...
Except I only have about a minute left.
Okay. I have a quick update from Ralph Nader's folks. I'm a journalist, independent journalist in Miami. And Teresa Amato, Ralph Nader's campaign manager, says that they are working very hard on a number of investigations in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They met their deadline for New Hampshire, and I believe the deadlines for the other two states are November 12th. They do intend to proceed with a hand recount in New Hampshire, and they're going to need volunteers up in New Hampshire to do that.
If somebody living in that state wants to volunteer, how do they get the information?
They can reach them through their website at votenader.org.
Okay.
And their number in Washington, D.C. is 202-265-4000.
Okay.
They're encouraging people to do as much of their own, as people are doing, as much of their own investigating and research as they can. Raw data, obviously, is critical to this effort. They're saying it's not enough to see a variance of 5 to 15% in an exit poll. They need raw numbers from the precincts compared to the numbers of voters that went into those precincts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's happening in Florida. there's a website I gave the address to, and I don't have it right in front of me, where they're showing the breakdowns of those votes in so many instances where 110% of the registered voters voted. Figure that one out. Hey, listen, Robert, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. That's going to do it for us tonight. Hi. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. We'll have the Rumsfeld quotes tomorrow. And some war dead updates, I guess, with this situation in Fallujah. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Millions of holiday travelers have hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA predicts an estimated 37.2 million Americans will travel over Thanksgiving, mostly by car. That may be rough going since there is rain and snow in some parts of the U.S. And it may be rough on the wallet, too, with pump prices about 50 cents higher than last Thanksgiving. In the Los Angeles area, most of these people said that they're traveling in spite of the cost of a fill-up.
We're going down to visit our family in San Diego, but it's not going to affect us. It's actually lower than it was, so we're a little bit happy.
I always stay in town over holidays, actually. It doesn't have anything to do with it. We'd probably still be traveling, to be honest. You know, we want to see our family, so family comes before the gas price, I think.
Flight delays have been reported in many major cities. Airport officials say this will be the busiest Thanksgiving for air travel in several years. A U.S. State Department employee was killed in Baghdad on Wednesday. He was in a vehicle attacked near the heavily fortified Green Zone. Also in Mosul, the deputy governor of that Iraqi city survived an assassination attempt. His bodyguard was killed in the attack and two other people were hurt. Meantime, Operation Plymouth Rock continues south of Baghdad. Unlike the recent offensive in Fallujah, this assault consists of a series of raids in lawless towns. United Nations Special Envoy to Iraq, Ashraf Qazi, says the Iraqi foreign minister has expressed a determination to have elections, so there's good reason to believe that they would be held on time.
The election